dawn. The grass weaving in my direction, and the wind braces me in its kind, gentle persuasion. The unimaginable beauty of dawn, the stars below her belly button, born on the 4th of July by a persistent mother. The moon is lighting up the sky with miracles and misty drama. The lakes smile as we pass by, with pain, their eyes, their toxic eyes. Did you know that 1,800 children die per hour of malnutrition and hunger? I love little Tommy, and I don't understand how all this could be happening. The band from the balcony, an open peak to our hearts, embracing freely the hungry energy bearers alive. Let's dance in our own ways to an aggressive procession, to an obscured profession, a passion without intellect, for the price of one is less than his weight in cotton. Indoctrination through education, grand powers buying the university. The scholars known of our time, those that have borne the burden, will teach the rest of us, trustworthy, worthy of true praise. Those are the so-called non-intellectuals. The institutions institutionalize the lies, with the real truth sitting on the side. Dear Congress, the people of the US of A are sick of being fucked by the landlord. We are ready to topple our fascist CIA and its drug importing business. We are sick of being poisoned, raped, and incarcerated by your unjust laws. We are willing and able to strike the system where it hurts the most, financially, by boycotting holidays that maybe your bosses from industry will let you make some just laws. Throughout history, the most feared gods are and have been the gods of industry, simply due to the fact that they have caused more death and destruction than the Great Flood. They have supported terrorist governments that loot the world's natural resources while assassinating any and all opposition. They have destroyed the environment with their industrial toxins and have supported as well as participated in the planning and execution of genocide. It's time to expel these self-aggrandizing gods of industry from this planet. You will live death in your life if all you do with your life is avoid death. My goal is to stop reacting in life while reacting more in sports. It is great work to strip man from his home, clothes, education, social circle, and job in order to preserve his freedom and individuality, giving him his own dreams rather than those of society. Life's cruelty is in its forced forfeit of all worldly possessions in trade for one's life. Death should only be the reward, the aftermath, not the focus of life. The world lives life according to death, rather than death in accordance to life. defeatism. Defeatism, our psychology. Crisis control, our definition of stability. Viruses, the cure for our boredom. Information, our weapon of choice. Pesticide, our nutrition. Freeze-dried, new tradition. Feticide for political undercurrents. Genocide of our minds take place here and now. Who's to stop them from fucking your wife and pimping your broker? Furniture desires lavishly clad, sexual counterparts agree that nothing existing in something is the electron-free nucleus of an atom, broken down by men and their crazy minds. The desire to fuck with everything around us, boredom created out of the unnecessary strive for things beyond the necessary. The right to die is more holy than the right to live. Life has never been an option. Blood ties, reserving reservations with casinos for a ballroom event, black tie only. The participants are leaders in their respective fields. We have a computer hacker, a communication specialist, a scientist, a tracker, a survivalist, and a Tibetan guru. The game is desystemization. Times Square in Tokyo will stop at the same time to hear a message from within. Windows will no longer have panes, and man will be forced to sit, quiet and helpless for a brief period, long enough to realize that he is running toward nowhere but an unholy death, and far enough to not care about irreversible damage. Dr. Trance. Digi-pleasure electro-orgasm. Mechanized world of music. Filtered voices sample thoughts. Linear algorithms at work. Bending an ankle, loving an uncle. Death awaiting all those that truly seek it. My strings are made in Cyprus, where my grandfather attempted suicide at the age of 10. Appointments as well as disappointments bring us to our next guest, Dr. Trance, of the Euphoric Center for Disillusioned Academicians, ECFDA. Dr. Trance has done numerous studies on touch sports, as well as tough love. Let this new year start out with a gangbang. Of no one you know, of course, he cries, at the top of his lungs. The longer you wait to rate your mate, the more fate will convert you to bait. Were his last words on his deathbed, with background moans and growls of morbid decomposition. Duty-free fear. Duty-free fear is all I am, darkened by the sun's magic hand. The moon appears trivial in the skies, above the sea, translucent to your eyes. Death smiles upon her face, the river overflows. City of love, a flooded vase, no one ever knows. Duty-free fear, you live. Pleasurable beauties, you kill. Don't torture me. The river will arise, encompassing the earth, evil, demise. Death smiles upon her face, the river overflows, city of love, a flooded vase, no one ever knows. Take this pill and live with me, no struggle for the end. Live the dream of sleep, again. Oh, edge of a sink, neurological chaos, physiological inabilities, sinful temper bursts, temperamental lunacy addicts, constant vomiting mind state, I admit I am sick, though I know not why. Automatic delusions, each day in is a day out of my skull, like rampant vultures rushing the dead, erections from the stench of the carcasses. I'm sorry, a blow in the head might help. The confused dreams, the tired soul, the erased memory of all that's good. Maybe it's NutraSweet, maybe it's the smog, maybe it's the carriage of the child strolling across the street daily. There's no good nor bad, just fun and lifelessness. Choose your poison and ration it well, for no second chance is given to the terminally unarrested spirit. To be engulfed by golfers, to pledge on restored wooden tapestries, to be serenaded by an earthquake, to love the lost by losing your lover, to swim the lake of your subconscious, to navigate a tree toward the sky, to betray a picture before dusk, to hide behind a glance, to caress the base of a lamp with your eyes, to harness folk music without folks, to braid tissues out of the arm, to plead for justice during an armistice, to find a fountain in your drawers, to draw a permeable membrane out of cat litter, to seize the moment, not the enemy, to rectify your rectum before dawn, touche away. The deconstruction of the human mind, a shifting of polarities to portraits from words. Embroideries of memories, daily online vision necessities, susceptible amenities. Daily daisies marking their paths, fur longing shelter dwellings, strange propellers. Pillars making their presence known to their venerable peers, coughing up the seas as the breeze maintains its meditative ease. The releasing of the world, the reshifting of focus on interbeing, and the attainment of nothingness through the veils of the sacred silence. I'm Erica. Veterans dying, the Pentagon denies it so. Policemen killing, the governor denies it so. Genocides occurring, Congress denies it so. Corrupt funds lying, the president denies it so. I'm so ashamed of me, I'm Erica, of me, Erica. Mind alterations were crying, the CIA denies it so. Cult cultivation were dying, the FBI denies it so. Drugs participation were frying, the ATF denies it so. Foreign soils burning, the president decides it so. I'm so ashamed of me. I'm Erica. Of me, Erica. Economic revolution, the forefathers denied it so. Using pollution, the EPA denies it so. Navy missiles flying, the FAA denies it so. Elitist persuasions, the government denies it so. The stemming of light from afar, unable to drive my own car. Death on its way, count me in, swimming in freedom within. A day of passing and the passing of a day, realizing weaknesses of human reality. Luring of funds by the AMA, the machines keep my life, they say, holding my freedom away, producing more profits for today. April is gone and now we're left with memories. The least you could do is now respect my wishes, please. I want to leave, I want to go, why do you torture me slowly? My pain is unreal, you Christian God, eternally haunting me boldly. Don't fight me from above, release me into love. Don't tell me you adore, now show me there is more. I want to leave, I want to go, why do you torture me slowly? now. Minute Horizons. The minute horizons of a shielded sun god. Aaron landed stars, breathless divers in the sea of passion. Skin thy neighbor's dog deep as a widow's pain. Let us partake in the beauty of poker. Trade your souls for ice cream on a stick, tasty and forever. Our sexual palaces are rich with ancient castrations of men's wills. Our ears have heard it all, some fact, some fiction, all alive. Death despite the Bill of Rights, rights for conservative Christian whites. We smoke through our conscience, bleed in foreign bathrooms, and cry in our beds like children. Upon the arrival of the eve, the moon will be our guide. In unison, the stars will arrive and bid us farewell from the garden. You will bear our fruits. Intellectual repartee over Tavli backgammon. Congregations of similar thinkers dancing among native drums and sounds of ancient psychotherapy. You filled my mind with death and my heart with fear. I am ready. My words. My words escape me as I escape them. To define me as not refined, mimed release expressions of continuous thoughts pouring out like red wine from a dark green bottle on a cream-colored carpet or white sand. My words escape me as I escape them, for love is beauty and beauty is love, as diabolical dreams of intestines on a platter, kidneys, lungs, and livers rushing the blood, my blood, winded, noisy. My words escape me as I escape the world. Jeffrey, are you listening? Blessed are the criminals that pursue crime as a hobby, as soldiers who kill the enemy for fun, as hookers prostituting for joy. Tall trees and submarines, skin-deep abrasions, God's children who serve him dearly should be forgiven. Jeffrey, are you listening? For they not to know that they have spurted out of their fierce bellies like a swordfish dance hall mentholyptus cough drops you on your ass. On the other foot, why not laugh the laugh of well-being? For it is that which rises man above all. It's the trick of life. Jeffrey, are you listening? Silence. In an arrested silence, we plead to our insane gods and their voices in our heads, like the silence in the woods, to stop appeasing man in his cruel culture of global economic domination. The balance remains between that which is sought by the few, profit, and that which is sought by the most, peace. staring through funnels of our contemporary state of political affairs, it's disparaging and demotivating to see an isolated, consumption-addicted society not realize the potency of its silence to its well-self-guarded establishments. People, it's your dollars that pay for the bombs that are killing our chances for survival in the years to maybe not come. City of blinds. I live in a city of blinds. I wake up from life to fall asleep in light. Can't open my blinds to the blind. A blind man walks his blind dog to the left, the right, just enough to sense the light and feel the warmth. Even flowers, plotted in soil, take in the light and live. The blind man ignores the day. He is immortal. Death, a surprise. Is but a pen when the time has come for its retirement. A career is but a job, modern indentured servitude, if not for the challenge and dreams. And a day is a collection of hours, if not for that one sparkling, coaxing, loving smile on your face.